live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan DeSilva is here. I'd have to think maybe a little disappointing considering the start that you had, although you get a point in the standings, so some sort of consolation out of this.
Yeah, it's a big point for us. Disappointed in the result at the end of the day, yeah, for sure. Would have been nice to get 2 points, yep. And then, yeah, I thought we had a good start. It's just we, you know, made some costly errors puck management-wise to let them back in. And we talked about them being an attack team, a transition team. They have some talented forwards that will make you pay if you don't manage pucks. And, you know, I thought that with our start, if we could have just committed to doing that, establishing our style of play, which is getting pucks behind them, getting on the forecheck, playing in the offensive zone, we would have been just fine. But, you know, the credit to them, they kept fighting. Obviously, they knew it was a big game, too. So both teams, was a hard-fought game, and only fitting that it goes to the shootout.
In the first period, it kind of looked like it was going to be like a lacrosse game. It was going to be high-scoring like that. It was just a matter of teams settling down defensively, and I thought both teams did a pretty decent job of settling it down defensively after that.
Yeah, I agree, and that was what my message was after the first. I'm assuming that's what Terrace's message was as well, but I thought that if we really just committed to playing better defensively and stop, you know, leaking so many chances, that it would have been, the game would have been then in our favor. I thought we can defend better as a group, as a team, and we were better through the last 40 minutes for sure.
Do you have a plan for 10 rounds of shootout as to who you're going to use?
Yeah, no, it's we almost went through the whole roster there, so giving guys opportunities to shoot and see what they got, but. Obviously, Dick was solid in there.
Yeah, I mean, he was solid. I thought Ethan McCallum was pretty good for you tonight as well, once you got past the first period.
Yeah, I think so, too. Obviously, in the shootout, Ethan was huge. He gave us a chance to win there, and he just kept fighting, right? Like, he might not have liked the first period, but he hung in there, right? He made some big saves for us, and obviously, you know, at the end of the day, it's a good game for him. He never quit. He fought, and it's just that next-save mentality.
You lost Willie James in the game at some point. You were basically down to 9 forwards. You were not using Cohen Lodge and Adam Hallett beyond the second period, really, in a tight game like this. It's about trying to win and get that 2 points. There's some advantages and some disadvantages to only having 9 forwards.
Yeah, there is. And I could see towards the last 8 minutes of the third period, the shifts are pretty short. Guys were giving everything had for 20, 30 seconds tops, and then they're looking to change. So it's a long time to play with mostly 3 lines, and the guys did what they could. They fought, they always do, and it's a huge point for us.
And now you have Brandon coming in on Monday, so now basically this is a rest day tomorrow and get recharged again to play against another one of your division rivals that's right there in the mix trying to battle for that first place.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes tonight, all 6D, and the 9 forwards played a ton of hockey. So we're going to have to make sure we're, taking care of our bodies here tonight, and then same thing tomorrow in preparation for a big 4 o'clock game on Monday.
All right. Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to Monday.
Thanks, Brandon.
Head coach Dan DeSilva joining me here on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. We'll